It's the Big Baseball Podcast with Kyle and Drew Charters.
Michigan advances to a super regional coming back Monday evening to beat Creighton a night after the Blue Jays stunned the Wolverines with a ninth inning comeback. I'm Kyle Charters, Drew Charters here as well for the Big Baseball Podcast. The Wolverines, the winner, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, while four others exited earlier than what they certainly wanted. And a big surprise this weekend, Darren Erstad resigns as Nebraska's head coach. All of that coming up on the Big Baseball Podcast today. Drew, hello. How about those Wolverines over the weekend? That was quite a comeback to be able, look, mentally to come back from the devastation of the night before, Creighton scoring seven in the ninth inning. You know, the Wolverines then come back on Monday night, get off to a good start, and really hammer Creighton in that championship game. To advance to the Super Regional, play UCLA. I mean, quite a good effort by Eric Backich and company.
Yeah, Michigan had to overcome a lot of adversity this weekend, including that devastating game. But also, they faced some injury this weekend as Big Ten Player of the Year Jordan Brewer was out with turf toe. We'll talk about him. The starting shortstop, Blumgren, was out a little bit this weekend, and then Akeo Thomas missed the championship game there. So a lot of things Michigan had to battle through this week, but they did just that. In that game three against Creighton where they gave up seven runs in the ninth inning, Tommy Henry pitched well. Seven and a third, just five hits, three runs, struck out seven, but it was the bullpen for the Wolverines really came in and didn't do well in that ball game. In inning in two-thirds, four hits, eight runs. They walked six, just gave up a run. But a key in that bullpen was Isaiah Page. He gave up a few runs in that ninth inning against Game 3. He came back in that final game, that championship game, in the fifth inning, came in with the bases loaded, nobody out. Now, this is coming off a game where he kind of blew it, you know, for Michigan. Comes in with the bases loaded, nobody outs, gets two infield pop flies, and then strikes the third batter out to leave him loaded. A huge boost for Isaiah Page and that bullpen to lead them to the championship.
Yeah, it was almost perfect, right? I mean, Michigan falls apart in the ninth. They're going to have a bit of a staff day the next day, and those guys come back out and, you know, shut down for the most part. You know, Creighton scores six, but, you know, Michigan gets the offense going. And a big reason why Michigan got the offense going, Brewer's return. Right. I mean, he played a little bit on Sunday night, you know, coming back from the toe injury. But, man, he was really good on Monday.
Yeah, he came in game three, pinch hit, and played in the field in left field. Was just one for two in that game. But not only did he come back, he came back in full strength. He's three for five, three runs scored, two RBI, and three stolen bases in that game against Creighton. You know, I mentioned in the first part there that they faced all this injury. Blumgren missed a couple of games. He's their starting shortstop. They put in a freshman, Riley Bertram. First career start, went 4-for-4. Followed that up with a couple of doubles in yesterday's game. So just a great outing for the freshman to come in and help out those guys who were injured for Michigan.
Do they call Riley Burt like we do Drew around here? Is that I don't know. Did we investigate that deeply enough?
Not investigate that deeply. I investigated deeply enough to know that they're brothers.
You got that far at least. So Michigan advances to play UCLA in the three-game series coming up starting on Friday. We'll break down the Wolverines and the Bruins. There's a little bit of history there. You don't have to go very far back to discover that, but we'll break that down a little bit more coming up. But, man, part of the big news of the weekend was Darren Erstad resigning after 8 years at Nebraska. I have to say, Drew, I did not see that coming. I don't know. Maybe some around Lincoln did. I don't get that impression. But I know he talked to a couple members of the media out there in Lincoln yesterday and basically, you know, boiled down to him pretty much saying, quote, "I'm just ready for the next phase of life." He's got a couple of young kids, wants to be able to, you know, spend more time doing that and raising them and being, you know, a bigger part maybe in their athletic lives in that respect. But, man, it's surprising to see him exiting now Nebraska after a good tenure there and a good season this year. And he's out now, and that's a big-time program that will be searching for its next head coach.
Yeah, certainly surprising, and definitely Darren Erstad's decision here, you know, as you said, citing the desire to spend more time with family. Erstad was 267 and 193 and 1 overall in 8 seasons for Nebraska. He won a Big Ten championship. They went on to play in 4 NCAA tourneys for Nebraska. You know, Erstad's a big part of this Nebraska athletics program. He played there. He not only played baseball, he was also the punter for the Nebraska football team. So I'm sure he'll stick around in the program and you know, be a face around the program for years to come. But definitely surprising that he will not return as the head coach next year.
Yeah, big-time program, too. We'll see where Nebraska goes. The Huskers in 2017 won the Big Ten regular season title. Erstad was named the league's coach of the year that season as well. The other coaching news, Joe Letterio out at Rutgers after 6 years of 140, 173, and 1 during his tenure. So Rutgers also will be looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, Letterio, in 2014, he had his best season with Rutgers. That was actually his first season after taking over for Fred Hill. He won 30 games during that year, but the transition to the Big Ten was tough for Rutgers. Just overall, so they decide to head in a different direction next year. So it'll be exciting to see who they grab for that coach and what direction they go in the future.
You know, there's a lot of coaching vacancies already across the country. It'll be interesting to see if that affects the Big Ten any more than what the Big Ten is affected by coaching changes with a couple of those. Okay, so there were other 4 other teams from the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament, none of them with as much success, clearly, as Michigan. You know, Indiana, I thought it was weird with Indiana. Indiana lost to Louisville down there in that region. You know, the speculation with Indiana was that it wouldn't be able to hit the ball against good pitching. Well, Indiana scored. Its pitching just wasn't up to snuff in a lot of these games, and that's why the Hoosiers lose out. Now, everything happened at the end of that Indiana game against Louisville and whatever. You know, Indiana lost. But I was surprised to see that it was the Hoosiers pitching that didn't come through for them as much as what we anticipated that it would.
Yeah, close games. They opened up against Illinois State and just lost 7-8. So a 1-run game there against the Redbirds. They beat UIC 9-5 in game number 2. And then that Louisville game, you know, disappointing for IU. They were down the whole entire game, but they felt like they had a chance in the ninth inning. They'd scored 2 runs. The tying run came to the plate. You know, unfortunately, Fineman struck out on a controversial call there. And I don't want to get into too much of that, but
it's a border. Yeah, it is a borderline pitch. There's a lot of talk about it's clearly a ball. I don't know if it's as clear a ball as what everybody's saying it is. It is a borderline 2-strike pitch. Now, there have been some other calls, I think, in the NCAA where it looks like, you know, pitches are off the plate and being called strikes. So I think there's a little bit of leaking of some other frustration about the umpires here during the NCAA tournament that cycled into this game. And then what happened with, you know, Louisville's pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. So all of it sort of just cycled out of control a little bit, I think. But that is it was a borderline 2-strike pitch. Now, the umpire calls it a ball. I don't think anybody's complaining about it. He calls it a strike. A lot of people are. But it is what it is, I mean, at this point.
Yeah, I think a lot of the shouting after it was not only in part to the pitch, but what happened before that. You briefly mentioned, not really Big Ten related here, but Louisville's pitcher got thrown out of the game a pitch before that.
Mm-hmm.
All he said was, "That's awful," after disagreeing with a strike call.
Yeah.
He was thrown out of the game, and the effect on that is he's now suspended for 4 games. So not only was he thrown out and frustrated that he was thrown out, he's now suspended for 4 games. And then that just led into the other strike call, and I think Twitter kind of exploded about it a little, maybe overreacting a bit just based on the whole situation.
So Indiana out. Ohio State losing to Indiana State as the Buckeyes are bounced from the NCAA. You know, Ohio State had come in playing so well and just couldn't quite keep that up. Now, a difficult place to go play down there against Vanderbilt. But, you know, the Buckeyes, as the 4 seed, not surprising, exit the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they got Burhin back after missing a start or two against that Vanderbilt team in game number 1. They lost 2-8. They did end up coming back and beating McNeese State in 13 innings. So a long, you know, it's so hard to play this many games. You know, you're talking about 4 to 6 games to try to win these championships, and it's taxing on the pitchers and the bullpen. And then you play a 13 inning game, and it's like, man, like you just can't afford to do that. And then they come back and lose to Indiana State, a good Indiana State. We talked about them throughout the season, the sort of the Big Ten killers here, and Indiana State's victorious. 10-5, but Vanderbilt ends up winning that regional, knocking off the Sycamores.
Nebraska gets smoked, and you know the Cornhuskers sort of limped down the stretch here in the region, smoked by UConn in what turned out to be Erstedt's last game. I don't know what the final was, 16-1 or something.
Yeah. Yep.
There by the Huskies. So unfortunate for Nebraska to exit in that fashion, but UConn got the victory there to oust them.
Well, you look at about, you know, 17 innings here. Nebraska was playing extremely well. They beat UConn in game number one, 8-5, and then they take on the number one seed Oklahoma State, and they are leading that game.
Oh, yeah.
Going into the ninth inning, Oklahoma State scored 4 runs in the ninth inning to win that ball game. So, you know, going into that ninth inning, you're looking at setting 2-0 and setting pretty good in that regional, and then all of a sudden heartbreak, and you lose that game. And then can't come back against UConn in that last game, getting blown out 16-1.
Illinois exits after just 2 games, lost the second one at Jacksonville State. You know, I had concerns about the Illini starting pitching going into the NCAA tournament. I liked the depth of their bullpen, but you were a little concerned about those starters and about, you know, when they match up one-on-one against other teams, you know, what is going to happen. As it turns out, the Fighting Illini can't get it done. Quick exit from the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Clemson and Jacksonville State. Close games. Lost to Clemson 4-8, and then Jacksonville State 5-7. But not much going towards the end of the season for Illinois. A quick out in the Big Ten tournament after 2 games, and then a quick out here in the NCAAs.
All right. We're going to take a quick 10-second break here. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more to break down the Wolverines and the Bruins as they will play in a super regional out there in L.A. We'll do that here in a moment. This is the Big Baseball Podcast, a production of 101.7 The Hammer. This is the Big Baseball Podcast. A quick programming note before we get into the Wolverines and the Bruins. We will stay with our regular Tuesday podcast as long as Michigan continues to win. So if the Wolverines win the Super Regional, we will be back again for our next podcast. If not, our regular Tuesday podcast will come to an end. But during the offseason, we do plan on trying to catch up with, you know, the new coach hires at Nebraska and Rutgers and anywhere else in the league if those things should happen. You know, any other big news, we might jump in with a podcast. So we do plan to still be active at least to a certain extent, though clearly not with, you know, our regular Tuesday downloads. So we do appreciate while we're here, everybody listening. It's been a great first season. We plan on doing this for as long as 101.7 The Hammer will host us doing so. So it's been great. The feedback has been excellent. We've had good listenership, which has been solid. You know, thanks to the SIDs around the Big Ten as well, and the coaches for being on the program. Whenever you're launching something like this, you never know, you know, how the interaction will be with teams around the Big Ten. It's been nothing short of amazing. So that has been greatly appreciated. And again, we appreciate everyone listening as well. It's been a fantastic first year. The product's been great, which has helped. We had a lot to talk about. And Michigan's giving us more to talk about here over this last week with the Wolverines, you know, with the exciting wins in the regional. And now the Wolverines move on, taking on the Bruins, a team that they have a little bit of history against. And not all that long ago, back on March 8th, these two teams played way out there on the left coast.
Yeah, Michigan won that game. Their great victory on the season. You know, they didn't beat or play very many really good teams during the season, but that's one that sort of was highlighted on the schedule as a game that they won and certainly probably helped them get into the NCAA tournament. On March 8th, they beat them 7-5. That was at Jackie Robinson Stadium. Tommy Henry got the start in that game, and that was, you know, Henry's sort of a tale of two seasons here. He played extremely well at the beginning of the season and then sort of tailed off towards the end, and this is during that time where he was pretty much unhittable.
Yeah.
Went six innings against the Bruins, six hits, just a couple of runs, struck out 10. And this is a UCLA team who was, if they weren't ranked first in the nation, they were ranked, you know, in the top five all season. So a very good Bruins team. They had three individuals drafted yesterday in the first day of the MLB draft, including a pitcher who we'll talk about here in a few minutes. Michigan, on the other hand, had two people drafted in the first day, both of their starting pitchers. Tommy Henry was drafted 74th to the Diamondbacks, and Carl Kauffman 77th to the Rockies. So it should be a pretty good matchup here.
Especially on Friday night.
Right.
We got a pretty good pitching matchup between starters.
Yeah, Michigan will go with Kauffman, who, you know, mid-season took over that number one role over Henry. And Kauffman, who was again drafted 77th, was really good this weekend, specifically in the opener against Creighton. He went 8 2/3, just gave up six hits, struck out seven, didn't allow a Blue Jay past second base in that game in the opener, opening day shutout for Michigan. So Kauffman will go against Ryan Garcia in the first game here against UCLA. Garcia is a good one himself, drafted 50th overall by the Texas Rangers. He's the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. He's currently 10-0 with a 1.36 earned run average. That's not too shabby. Garcia was also solid this weekend in his start, went 8 1/3, gave up five hits, a run. It was earned. It was a home run. Mm-hmm. Struck out six. That was against Omaha, correct?
Omaha, yeah.
Omaha.
Yep. So, yeah, it should be a good pitching matchup on Friday as these two teams get underway. Three-game series in the Super Regional this weekend. All right, that'll wrap things up for us. Could be back next week again. You know, just stand by on that. We'll see what happens with Michigan. If not, we'll be back during the offseason, hopefully snag a couple of coaching interviews with the new guys at Nebraska, Rutgers, and you know, maybe elsewhere if something happens in the Big Ten also. So, you know, anything else of significance, we'll try to bring it to you. If we've got something to talk about and break it down, can get a good interview, we'll do that as well. Again, appreciative of everybody listening and SID's coaches across the Big Ten. It's been a good season. We'll see if Michigan keeps it alive to head to the College World Series. All right, that'll do it for us. For Drew Charters, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is the Big Baseball Podcast, a production of 101.7 The Hammer.
Yeah!